Christmas is a time for trailblazers. Just ask Rudolph. But the Denver-based What the Dickens carolers rely on a mix of red-nosed reindeer spunk and age-old tradition when spreading holiday cheer this time of year.
Well, I really think a lot of this is about nostalgia and getting people to think a little bit about, you know, what is important, truly important at Christmas time.
Kathy Kennedy is a founder of What the Dickens. Decked out in full Victorian dress, she's been sending out and singing with this group's quartets across Colorado for the past 14 years.
For example, you'll be in a mall and maybe mom is dragging the kids around and saying, you know, we got to get dad something for Christmas. And they see the carolers and it truly makes them stop and take a look.
And that's exactly what happened over the weekend to 3-year-old Ricky Hatch at the Colorado Dickens Fair in Denver. What's your favorite Christmas song to sing?
Oh, McDonald's. Oh, McDonald's got a song. E-I-E-I-O.
Despite her flair for the avant-garde, Hatch doesn't shun tradition, evidenced by the fact that the What the Dickens carolers had her up on her feet and grooving to anything they sang.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Christmas songs, like Let It Snow, are a relatively new art form, which was made popular during the mid to late 20th century. Christmas carols date back to medieval times and initially had sacred roots.
I think the original Christmas carol would not be even distinguished by its contemporary counterpart.
Galen Darrow is director of choral activities at the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley.
I think probably the difference is one sounds like a church hymn and the other sounds like a popular tune.
When Santa Claus gets your letter.
I have 168 Christmas albums.
Jerry Tegeder is one of the What the Dickens bass singers.
Gene Autry, I have the Osmonds Christmas album. I have a disco Christmas album. There's just so many Christmas songs that have been done over the years.
And although the quartet sings a variety of Christmas carols and songs, Tegeder is partial to off-kilter songs such as When Santa Claus Gets Your Letter, originally recorded in the 1950s by singing cowboy Gene Autry.
When Santa Claus gets your letter, you know what he will say. Have you been good the way you should on every single day?
While carols were long sung in churches to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the New Oxford Book of Carols states the earliest known secular Christmas carol, the Boar's Head Carol, was published in 1521 in England.
The boar's head in hand bear I be decked.
Carols were taken to the streets in 18th century Victorian England, where, for the first time, tunes combined religious and secular themes. This popularized caroling, and it's where the nostalgic image that many associate with Christmas carols today emerged from. Hence, the Victorian garb of the What the Dickens carolers. Despite its evolution, when it comes to Christmas music and the larger celebration, UNC's Galen Darrow says there's one thing that has remained consistent over the years.
It was an explosion of nostalgia and looking to the past as for kind of an ideal, idealized, romanticized Christmas. And we all do that with all of the Christmas tunes. And so I think that in of itself is somewhat comforting, whether they're sacred tunes or secular tunes. It carries meaning. Christmas carols and Christmas songs mean so many things to so many different people.
Back with the carolers at the Dickens Fair, Ricky Hatch twirls and bounces with abandon to both Christmas carols and Christmas songs alike. She clearly was inspired by what she heard.
Happy Christmas!
And when Santa Claus comes to town, Hatch hopes all her joy-filled behavior will result in one thing. New ballet shoes under the tree on Christmas morning. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Arts District is a collaboration of KUNC, Rocky Mountain PBS, and KUVO. You can find more stories online at KUNC.org.